Adam Rowe, Zoning Board, Wednesday, August 1st, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 2018 meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. All right, today's meeting, we have some procedural matters. First, appeal number 802, which is the Donaldson, that's the appeal for the Shaw matter on this stage, because that has been appealed. And the same as the appeal number 803, which is the Donaldson, the small street, that's been stayed until next month. The next matter on the docket is the appeal number 804, which is a rehearing, the request for a rehearing of appeal number 794, which would show. I don't have So the request, which is appeal number 804, request of Janet Shaw, 55 Palmery Road, Camden, Europe, asking for a rehearing of previously denied area variance. A rehearing will be conducted pursuant to Chapter 139, Article 10, Section 149-59A, in Town Law 267A and 267B. The applicant is proposing to subdivide a 9.466-acre parcel on these lots, and not meet the required 5-acre minimum in the R5.1 agricultural zone. This parcel is designated as 90-1-55 on the town assessment map.
Yes.
That's the only thing we're going to be hearing tonight. We brought to our attention that basically there is in the town law a time limit for rehearing. So this appeal 794 was disapproved on September 2017, September 28th. So our town law requires that we refuse to rehear anything in less than a year after the initial denial, unless the applicant can show that there's a refuse to do this for a period of 1 year, except unless the Board of Appeals shall find and determine from the information supplied by the request for a hearing the changed conditions have occurred relating to the promotion of public health, safety, convenience, comfort, prosperity, and general welfare, and that a reconsideration is justified. Such a hearing can initiate on level only a motion initiated by a member of the Board of Appeals and adopted by the union and spoke to the members present. So this is not a public hearing, but it's a procedural matter. We need to talk to Mr. Shaw and hear from Mr. Shaw and attorney if you have anything that meets those standards.
Sure, I'd like to be heard.
Please.
Dave O'Neill for Robert and Janet Shaw, 55 Palmer Ridge Road. Just for the purposes of clarification on procedure, my understanding was that the application for rehearing of the September 27, 2017 application was on. In the event that was denied, we'd be proceeding with the second application, which was a material change from the first application that was permitted. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, it was correct as of last month, but there have been some changes. And I'm going to ask our attorney to describe.
As of this afternoon, there was an appeal filed by Attorney Bramer on behalf of the Marks to appeal Mr. Marks' determination with respect to whether this, I'm referring to the second application, is substantially similar or materially different than the first application. Under the town law and the town code, that automatically stays. The board can't move forward on that application.
Okay.
So that stays and will be on town.
So I wasn't aware that there was a determination that the second application was ruled as materially different?
There was a determination.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So that clarifies that. I wasn't aware of the appeal.
I and that happened...
It was determined to be substantially similar.
You know,
that different.
It was determined to be substantially different.
Oh, I'm
sorry, my application. It was determined to be substantially different, and she filed the second.
Okay.
So that's why you did the double.
Understood. Now, with respect to the issue of the 149.86 review, in which the provision that you just read about having to submit the change, I don't entirely agree with that prep, that that is the ruling authority over this appeal procedure. On a municipal owner law, the town certainly has the authority to pass legislation to supersede state law, okay, which you have done in 149.86. It supersedes 267A12, arguably. However, I think New York state law is very clear that unless there's a stated intent in the town law to supersede in all aspects the state law, the board can opt for either procedure to proceed with the case. So that being the case would be the board's decision on whether they wanted to proceed with the criteria set forth in 149.86 or whether they want to proceed with this procedure set forth in 267A12 that does not have that stringent requirement of showing all those factors. So, again, my understanding is unless there is something in the code that specifically states that it's intended to preempt and supersede the town law, the board has the discretion of choosing one procedure and going forward. You're not bound by one or the other. So that's a decision for the board and council, but I think New York state law is clear on that. And that, the case law on that is set right forth in the commentary in the case is cited behind 267A. Thank you.
So your argument is that the state law says, or in the case law states, that the town has to very specifically state that this is intended to...
That is my understanding of the law, that in order for the town law to be exclusive, that the provision, it would have to specifically state that it supersedes in all respects and aspects the applicable state law. Here, I read 149, I don't believe it does that. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but I don't believe it does that. And as such, I think the town can go with a less stringent requirement set forth in 267A12, or certainly you can go with the town law. The law is clear that it's up to the board to choose which path it wants.
My sense of that is that the I'd be very hesitant to overturn something in the town law, and I know you mean you're saying we're not overturning, but we're not. But it feels like overturning it to me, and it feels like we're saying, you know, well, they didn't go mean. I think they meant it, and I think it was irregardless of what the state law is. And I don't know that, you know, I mean, this is very specific. The wording in here is very specific and very, and doesn't leave a whole lot of room to room. So that I do it, you know, it's for us to say, well, yeah, they didn't know what I mean. It's not our turn.
Well, the law is clear, it's within your discretion to give.
So I agree with Chairman. I think that when we're sitting up here, we try not to deviate from what the town's written laws are. I mean, they got together, came up with these rules
for a reason.
And so, you know, I don't think it's fair for us to just change that.
And if they didn't interpret, but I don't see...
There's no vagueness. No, that's not vague at all. That's very important to the point.
Okay, so I think we have a consensus of the board. And am I correct in that? We really don't know. We don't want to supersede this time. Okay. Do we need any kind of a motion or something that we...
Well, no, I mean, I think the procedure is if you're going to have a rehearing, somebody would have to make the motion to pass unanimously. So if nobody makes the motion, it's dead.
Well, then, you know, if we... I'm hearing from our board that we do not wish to supersede this bylaw. We do not want to state law. Well, so then I'm asking Mr. Shaw and his attorney, is there anything that you feel that justifies not waiting for the full year?
Well, I think there was some confusion when Mr. Shaw was here in September of last year on whether or not he had the right to state a procedure to ask for a full board to be present. There was only three members of the board present. Mr. Shaw is hard of hearing. He's got hearing aids. And he was not aware of the fact that he had the right, nor was he aware of the fact that a three-member board required a unanimous vote. The board will recall it was a 2-1 vote, 2 in favor, 1 against. But under the rules, it had to be unanimous. You know, other than that, I'm not, you know, there's been no other change in circumstance or any of those criteria that are set forth in 149-86 that I can recite to the board. The only issue, really, was Mr. Shaw's misunderstanding and not aware of the fact of the procedure requirements of the board with unanimous vote for a three-member board.
I'm looking back to the minutes of the meeting to see if there's I don't see anything about that. I think it is our practice when we have such a small number of board members here to let people know and to tell people they have the opportunity to speak, or to postpone a decision. I know my voice has been especially loud, and that's, and I apologize for that, but I think we try to make sure people. I don't see where that was the issue. I really don't. If Mr. Shaw wasn't aware of what was going on.
I remember that meeting, and I remember that it was conveyed to Mr. Shaw.
I would agree with you. It was right in the minutes. Fourth paragraph down. The only thing I would point out is there was no response at all from Mr. Shaw. It went from the chairman right to Mr. Martin. So, as far as the minutes reflecting that they were adopted, I would just point out that there was no response from Mr. Shaw.
My sense is that we don't have any reason to rehear this procedure. That's my sense of this. I think we probably need some kind of motion or something.
No, you only need a motion if you're going to, if someone wants to make a motion to rehear it. Otherwise, you don't need anything, and they're quiet, they watch it, and then we all go home.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I did before and ask if anybody wants to object to my saying that I think there's a consensus on it, that we don't need 3 years.
Now, I agree with that.
And that's based on what? That it's within the year?
Based on the fact that it's not within the requirement to be heard within less than a year.
You're talking about the original application?
Yeah, the original application. Which is the only thing we can consider tonight.
Understood, because we feel.
So there we go. So at this point, we refuse to hear it, and maybe see you in a few months.
You're sure you know?
That's fine. Okay.
Bartlett.
Okay. Our next meeting then will be on August the 22nd.
That'll be here by fall.
Yeah, because it was a tight time frame this month.
Yeah.
Is that too short a time frame? Is there going to be an issue?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
August
22nd. 4.0.
I can't believe we're talking about the end of August.
And
hopefully
yeah. At that point we'll be able to hear these other things. Yeah. So, can we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Please adjourn.
Wait.